So you're talking to a potential client, either on the phone or in your office, and they have a DUI charge. And they come to the end of the conversation with you, and they say, how much do you charge? And you tell them, well, I charge $3,500 for a situation similar to yours. And the person says, well, I talked to a couple other attorneys, and they only charge $2,500. You know, maybe I'll go with them. What do you say to that? Well, what do you normally do is you say, well, all right, I don't normally do this, but I could usually do it for $3,000, or look, I'll match the fee if you want to get started today, that kind of stuff. But when you do that, you're debasing yourself. You're hurting your positioning. A far way to better to do it that's non-confrontational is to give them a reason why you charge what they charge. So here's a format that I've come up with that I want you to try, because I've, you know, some of my attorney clients have used this, and it's helped them to get more retentions. So here's that same conversation again, now a little bit different. All right, so I charge $3,500 for a situation like yours. Again, the person says, well, you know, Bob Smith, an attorney down the street, he charges $2,500 for it. And you say, all right, I understand. Let me explain to you why Bob Smith charges that, and I'm going to also tell you, if I were to charge that, what I'd be able to do on your case. So in a case like yours, for $2,500, I'd be able to make a first appearance, I'd be able to speak to the prosecutor, and I'd be able to see what the prosecutor wants and go through maybe one round of negotiation. I might be able to make a second or a third appearance as well, and that's about what I could do for $2,500 on your case. In my experience, that's what most attorneys will be able to do with that amount of money. If you were to do $3,500, which is my normal fee, here's why I charge it, and here's what it comes with. Not only will I be able to do the first appearance and do a round of negotiations with the prosecutor, but I'll be able to actually get one expert witness in to help debunk if there's a breath test, result confusion in your case, which in your case there is, or I'd be able to make up to five or six more appearances over time. And the reason why that's important is that I found most cases don't get the best resolution on the first or second appearance. We've got to go 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes even 10 times to really get the absolute best deal and to get charges knocked seriously down from where they first are made. So that's why I charge what I charge. If you were to go to someone else in town, there are guys that charge, you know, $10,000 and up. And here's what I would do if I charge you $10,000 and up, or if I had unlimited money to work on your case. I'd be able to hire three different expert witnesses. I'd be able to have pretty much unlimited challenges to the prosecutor's assertions. I'd be able to take your case fully through trial. I'd be able to do this and that. In that scenario, I can't give you a guarantee, but it's highly likely we'd be able to make a radical impact in your case. So those are the reasons why the pricing is the way you've seen it. So based on what I've told you, for your particular case, your circumstances, and what you want to accomplish in your case, which way do you want to go?